Welcome, Kim. It's great to have you with us today.
Thanks, Elaine. It's great to be here.
All right. I'm a liberal arts girl. In school, science made me sweat. Tell me why this is the book for me.
Well, science is about how things work, right?
Yes.
And some of the latest scientific discoveries, things that most people aren't even aware of, are teaching us, or could teach us, more and more about how the universe gets things done and how that's personally relevant to us and how we fit into that picture. Because we can benefit by using some of the same methodologies that are already in play in the universe to amplify possibility, the stuff of our dreams, into reality. So it's a lot of fun.
Okay. I love your wave mode questions, those that begin to move someone into the realm of possibility, like, if this could work, how would it work? If I started today, what would I get done by the end of the week? How did you begin to work these out?
I feel as if it's come actually from my consulting background. I have helped people and businesses discover new possibilities for achieving their desired results for a really long time. And this discovery process was something that I could do, looking at their issues from the outside. And it became clear to me that I could help them by teaching them the process rather than just applying the process. But it really all got started for me, I think, back in 1993, when I had a head-on collision with an 18-wheeler. And it changed my life. It really changed my perspective. I was quite seriously injured. 2 weeks prior, my husband of 8 years and I had split up and he moved out of the house. And so now I was a single parent of a three-year-old boy. And I had no disability insurance. I had no airbags in my car. And it took me a long time to recover from that whole conflagration of events. And I remember sitting on my patio one night looking at the sunset saying, I know that I'm lucky because I get to have another life. And then it occurred to me that I could have as many lives as I wanted, and I could design them in any way I wanted. And that vision, seeing those possible future lives lying before me, almost sparkling like gems, that's the way it seemed to me at the time, was very inspirational. But at the moment, I had no idea how I was going to make it happen. And so I began a quest to discover how to turn possibility into reality. And I spent about 15 years studying it, and the result is this book.
All right, so let's jump right in. Describe the Possibility Amplification Program.
Yeah, so it's five discoveries from science that starts out with the creation of a vision. Because if you're not sure what you want, the universe isn't either. It's going to be very hard for the universe to help you amplify your dreams into reality if you're wishy-washy about them. I think most people suffer from a syndrome called fuzzy future. So we have to get clear. So the first step is clarity. And this is based on the science of the power of observation. When we observe subatomic particles, they behave differently than when we're not watching. And so we can apply the power of observation, that is, an observation of our desired future, to create that future. Secondly, we need to be able to use the power of the chaotic system that is our brains. And this is about feeding that chaotic system the right inputs so that you can get the right outputs. Third, you want to make sure that you're personally aligned with that. And this is about your beliefs. And our beliefs really do hold us back so much. So how can we manage our belief system to create the internal environment we need to be aligned with what we're trying to create rather than causing friction on our creation process? And that comes from the science of epigenetics. And that's probably the most amazing science. I'm happy to go into that in detail. Next is decoherence, which is the universe's method for turning quantum possibility into this three-dimensional reality we call home. And you can ride the coattails of that process. And lastly, the inverse Zeno effect, which is the science of using measurement to accelerate results. And that, again, is from quantum science. So that's the process in a nutshell.
All right, so let's start to break this down. What is epigenetics?
Epigenetics is the study of forces that are even more powerful than your DNA. And there was an experiment on the cover of every science magazine on the racks in December of 2006, but most people still don't know about it, which demonstrated that by changing very simple things in our environment, we can actually cause genetic change from one generation to the next. And now we're becoming aware that we can cause genetic changes, and we are, in fact, during our lifetimes. And so once we get a handle on how to do that deliberately, it's going to be very, very powerful.
Can you share a tip or two on how you could change?
Well, I can tell you that, for example, children that are raised in abusive environments are much more susceptible to stress than kids who are not. And we see the same stuff mirrored in the animal world, where rat pups that are licked more by their moms in a calmer environment, their hippocampuses in their heads grow larger, and they have more of the hormones that are calming, whereas rats that are not licked often by their moms are skittish and more nervous. So raising your child in a calm environment is one way to turn on and off those genetic markers.
Okay, what is decoherence, and how can we use it to create our own reality?
Decoherence, as I mentioned, is the universe's method for turning quantum possibility into reality. And the way that happens is the universe selects possibilities out of all the quantum possibilities that are available, selects the ones that are the most robust and stable. And what makes a quantum possibility robust is that it has a lot of information about it in the environment. And what makes it stable is that information is in the environment over time. And so when we want to turn our possibilities into reality, we need to put out a lot of information about them. So we need to really think about them, visualize them, talk about them. You know, I like talking about your dreams. Some people tell you to keep them to yourself. When you talk about them, other people will help to replicate those informational records, if you will, and get more and more information about your possibilities becoming reality into the environment. And also write about it and take action on it. So this is really where you shake it up and where all the action happens.
Can you give us a small example of maybe how this worked for you or one of your colleagues?
Well, sure. So I can give you a general example too. If you for example, want to write a book, this is a way to do this. I mean, I started going to writing conferences and book publishing conferences and telling people that I was going to write a book. And I had actually a business forum group there in Miami called the Commonwealth Institute. And I told my group there that I was going to write a book. And every time they saw me, they'd say, "Hey, how's that book coming?" And it began to create a momentum in the universe that really said that this book was going to get written, that it was going to get published, and that it was going to be distributed. And so I hired an editor. You know, once you make that financial commitment, you know, so I'm putting out more and more information saying this book is going to get written. My editor introduced me to an agent. My agent found my publisher. And it just began, once you get the momentum of the universe going, it will take you over. And in fact, it'll feel like it's going too fast. But you have to ride that wave because it's going right where you want to go.
All right, I see. Okay, what is the inverse Zeno effect?
Quantum physicists have discovered that when they measure subatomic activity, they can either slow it down or speed it up depending upon how they measure it. And the same thing is true in our lives as well. For example, have you ever said something to yourself like, "Oh, I can't believe I just did that," or "What an idiot"? You know, I mean, people, we take measurements of ourselves every day, all day long. And unfortunately, being human, most of those measurements are negative. And when we're taking these negative measurements, do you think those sorts of measurements are going to get us to our goals faster or slow us down?
Right.
So we're slowing ourselves down. We're creating friction on the bottom of our own boat. And so what I recommend to my audiences and my readers is, to try a tool called the inverse Zeno report, in which every day at the end of your day, and some folks I know actually use this in the morning, write down every contribution that you've made during a day. And at first it'll be slow. You'll have to think about it, because we don't normally think about ourselves in that way. What have I done today that's been really, really good? So it's a good exercise just to get your brain into that space. And as you go along, you're going to get faster and faster, because you'll start to see the things. And once you've got this list, first of all, it's going to make you feel really good, but it's also going to align you measurement-wise with where you're going, that you are making a contribution, that you are making progress. And it's been very helpful to the folks that have used it.
All right. So as a little fun, how can someone amp up their love life or relationship?
Ooh, well, using the same process. I mean, I write about in my book that, when I was divorced at the time of my accident and was seeking a new partner. And I was single for a long time, and you know that about me, Elaine, actually.
Yes.
And I dated, but not for very long with anybody in particular. And I wrote a vision of the person that I wanted to find. And after I got more and more into this process and had it ingrained in my own mind, it occurred to me that my vision was really an anti-ex-husband vision. And that is not really what I was trying to create. And once I was able to let go of that and rewrite my vision in a way that was about the future rather than the past, everything started to happen for me. So, but again, it was about getting clear about what I was looking for and being willing to say no to everything else. And there's just a ton of examples in the book, because the first part of the book is about the science and its personal relevance and how it's going to be applied. The second half of the book applies it specifically to amping up your wealth, amping up your career, amping up your love life, amping up your connection to the community, and so on. So there's a lot of great stuff in the love and relationship chapter there.
Yeah, I have to say the book is really it's really well written, and you just kind of flow along and turn the page. It's great, Kim. One thing I was wondering about, especially when you were talking about fuzzy future and so on, do you think your book resonates as well with recent college grads as it will with someone who's worked for 20 years and taken their lumps and bumps in a corporation? Or, I mean, who are you writing it for, actually, or for all?
You know, I have to tell you that I feel like it's a little bit geared towards women. I have one of my biggest causes is to help women empower themselves. And so I would say that I, you know, when I targeted the book, I think it is more of a female bent. But I can tell you that I have men who read it and who are applying it. For example, I have a financial advisor in Houston, Texas, Phil Murad, who we chat all the time. His revenue was up 247% in January, and he credits that to using my process. And at the same time, I have an artist in Las Vegas who also is getting excellent results, you know, life-wise and otherwise, business-wise. And yet I have a young actress that I connected with on Facebook who's reading my book and thinks it's brilliant. So, you know, I feel like I'm touching a lot of people with this, because science is universal, really, and everybody can use it.
Mm-hmm. And where will we find your book? All over in bookstores, or look for it online? What's the easiest way to find it?
Well, for sure, you can find it on Amazon. You can also find it on my website, which is www.possibilitiesamplified.com. That's possibilities, plural, amplified, past tense.com. Sorry for all the letters.
No, that's okay.
And it is in some bookstores, I know. It is in my local Barnes & Noble, and it has been distributed around the country. So. Mm.
Well, as I say, I really enjoyed reading it, even though the word science in the title, as I say, made me sweat. But I got over that very quickly after page one. So congratulations, Kim. It's great to speak with you today.
Thanks. You too, Elaine. Take good care.
All righty. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Kim.
Yeah.
Okay. So this.